So yesterday, Batya Unger-Sorgan joined my program. I like her a lot. And she was just on the Megyn Kelly show, which I was on a couple of weeks ago. We'll get to her, too. She was on talking specifically about the work situation here in the United States, the affordability crisis, right? And she was saying exactly what you said, Laura Loomer, on Twitter about an hour ago, which is stop with the jobs for the illegals, you know, the folks that are not from here. How about Americans? How about Americans taking some of those positions? So as you said on Twitter not that long ago, it's not about increasing wages. It's about getting rid of illegal aliens who are otherwise taking jobs from Americans.
If you increase wages, there's going to have to be a counterbalance so that employers can actually afford to increase wages while still making a profit on whatever they're selling at their business. So that's not going to fix the solution because the cost of everything is just going to go up. So are you really going to be making more money? No. All right, we can all do math. The real issue here is that we have 65 million illegal aliens living in our country. Perhaps there's even more. Some people think it's 100 million. So you have 65 million to 100 million illegal aliens. And yes, that includes people who crossed over our border illegally. And also, it includes the millions, right? Tens of millions of individuals who have overstayed their visas or have visa violations. You'll recall back earlier this year, Secretary of State Marco Rubio and the State Department released a statement that said that they believe at least 55 million people on visas were in violation of their visas, or they were eligible for deportation because they had been in violation of their visas, whether that's being a visa overstay or engaging in criminal or, you know, pro-terrorist activity while on U.S. soil as a visa holder. So does the 65 million number of illegal aliens also include the 55 million visa overstays? That's why I said the number may be over 100 million. So think of that. What does that do to the housing market? We know that a lot of illegal aliens are scamming the system. Look at what happened in Minnesota, where you had a lot of loan fraud from the Somali population. These people going back to Somalia using the benefits that they were getting from the government to travel back to a so-called war zone. How are you a refugee if you're vacationing to the place that you supposedly came from? So if you take all these people and you look at them, some of them are driving Escalades, some of them are living in poverty, some of them are living middle class. Some of these people are actually upper middle class. I mean, we've seen stories about criminal illegal aliens or couples being deported while living in very wealthy neighborhoods. You mass deport all of these people. Imagine the housing opportunities that are going to open up. Most illegals are probably living in low-income housing or housing for the lower class or the middle class in America. And those are the people who are hurting most right now. So, look, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with J.D. Vance. I saw his interview yesterday with Sean Hannity where he said that they're working on increasing wages. Well, why would you want to increase wages? Why not just increase the speed of these deportations? I mean, we have to be honest, Sid. There's no math in mass deportations. At the current rate of deportations that are happening under the Trump administration, we're not even going to scratch the surface of deportations for the amount of criminal illegal aliens who came in under the Biden regime.
So let me stop for a second then, because you're right about that. That's just a fact, okay? So are you frustrated in that respect with President Trump?
Well, look, I'm not frustrated with President Trump. I'm frustrated by the Republican Party not taking action against the judicial coup. President Trump has said that he wants mass deportations. He already signed the executive orders. He directed Tom Homan. He directed Kyrstie Noem. But what do we have? We have a judicial coup. We have people like Judge Boasberg blocking repatriation flights to Venezuela and El Salvador. So is that really President Trump's fault? Is it his fault that you have all of these activist judges who are blocking his immigration orders? Is it President Trump's fault that he wanted Kilmer Abrego-Garcia and Mahmoud Khalil to be deported, but these crazy liberal activist judges decided that, you know, they weren't going to allow for President Trump to deport a criminal MS-13 gangbanger and a pro-Hamas jihadi? I mean, that's not really President Trump's fault. So people can be angry with President Trump if they want, but I'd say that that's misplaced anger. You should be angry with the feckless Republicans in the GOP who have the House and the Senate, but haven't found the balls yet to start, you know, issuing impeachment proceedings against these activist judges.
Yep. Laura Loomer, this is why she's got 2 million followers, and everybody, including me and Siggy, love her. She's great. You know, I brought up Megyn Kelly earlier. I was on her show a couple of weeks ago, and I got a lot of hate mail in a couple of days. And they said,